other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Second hour of Worldwide Transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Welcome to the InfoWars, because there's a war on for your mind. Well, more reporters being shot and injured, shot and killed. More Mexican troops running around shooting people. We've got the Minutemen peacefully on the Arizona border being demonized by the media, just trying to report to the Border Patrol the illegals pouring across. We have more mainstream news coming out about the Russian troops actually running the Beesland massacre as a pretext for control. Masses of news and information and wide open phones for the next 2 hours. And we have our good buddy, a report from the Prison Planet, my webmaster and editor and overall good analyst, Paul Watson, joining us from the Enchanted Isle over there, the United Kingdom. Paul, good to have you on with us today.
Good to be back, Alex.
Boy, there is so much happening. Things are accelerating even more.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing we need to go back over is the whole Terry Schiavo case, because last time I was on, it was still in the media, which it seems to not be anymore. How it connects to the Minuteman situation down on the Arizona border. And, of course, these terror drills in New Jersey, another showcase for the police state, and the fear-mongering over the bioattack as well.
And they're really coming out announcing, hey, we're going to use cameras to tax you and tax you and scan your license plates and transponders for all the toll roads. And if you've got a late library book or haven't paid a parking ticket, we're going to just take your car on the spot. And everything's control, control, control.
Well, yeah, they're even introducing the toll roads now in my own little county here in Britain, Yorkshire. So, I mean, that just shows you how worldwide this New World Order really is. In some places of Britain, the people voted against it, and they actually recognised the vote in Edinburgh, Scotland, and rejected it. But I guess down there in Texas, what was it, 95% of the people voted against it?
Yeah, 98% in Houston, 93% in Austin, and they just said, we don't care.
Well, no, they don't care. And now with this CNN story about how the late library books will also be linked into the database, the same database as your car number plate will have on. So it's total information awareness by a different name.
And if you don't turn that library book in, we're taking your car.
Exactly.
That's all part of freedom. And I guess we'll just put up with it, huh? I guess we'll just lick their boots.
Well, the thing about the Minuteman project, which I was going to talk about anyway, was that people are not putting up with it, and it's having a massive effect, which is why the media's on steroids to try and demonize these people as racist. They're talking to these racist Mexican groups, it was the supposed authority on the border situation, who then demonize these people with lawn chairs and binoculars, in many cases watching from their own private property, as racist. And, you know, they'll give very little column inches to somebody like Chris Simcox. Meanwhile, you know, Bush, Condoleezza Rice, and the head of the Border Control Agency is out demonizing them as well, because there's no agenda to protect the border if you're trying to create a Pan-American Union. But the media attention is focused away from that, even though the articles are out today where not one illegal has got through in Arizona. It's 100% success, and it's fertile ground to spread to other states. They're talking about Texas now.
Yeah, New Mexico officials want them to come there.
Yeah.
So more and more, the mainstream propaganda machine is just ignored.
It's completely ignored, which is part of what the Terry Schiavo thing was about, creating a smokescreen to ignore that. And the fact that people couldn't have an effect in the Terry Schiavo case is one of the major messages that was meant to be sent.
All right, let's talk about it all on the other side and take calls. Prepare to make the jump, ladies and gentlemen. Total information coming up.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, 8 minutes, 12 seconds into the second hour. Paul Watson giving us his report from PrisonPlanet.com. And your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us. Any news item, any issue you want to discuss on this live Thursday edition, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to Chris in Kentucky and others here in just a few minutes. Paul, where to start? You know, I think one of the best places to start is the fact that United Press International is now reporting what we've known since really day one, and that is that the shootings in Russia at the school, just from what we saw on television, it was clear that it was another government operation, just like the theater massacre. And for those that perhaps have forgotten about that tragedy that was so interestingly covered by the media, had all the media just waiting and Putin had them all in to cover it, why don't you fill us in on it?
Well, yeah, it's another article out of the United Press International, which talks about the Beslan residents, the parents of some of the children killed there, again accusing the security officials of being involved with and killing the children in the attack. And of course, before the school siege happened back in September, we had these two Russian planes that blew up within minutes of each other, which was later blamed on what they called Chechen Black Widows.
And then they planted fake passports there again, and it turned out they were fake, planted by the government.
Yeah, and it turned out the so-called women involved in the attack, suicide hijackers, again, turned up alive 2 weeks later. What does that remind you of? Even if you believe the official government version of events, the agents, you could call them, were allowed to get on the planes in the first place by Russian airport control. So, similar case with ATA and the others, if you believe that they were, in fact, direct agents. So, it was preceded by that, which happened about a week before. And then the school siege, where it comes out that the so-called terrorists are actually communicating with a foreign intelligence agency, the nationality of which was never quite established. And then, what was it, for around 4 or 5 days, very little news came out. The reporters that tried to report on the truth, anything that went against the government line, were beaten, arrested, tortured. And then,
but Fox News and others were allowed to then surround the school for the grand finale.
Oh, yeah, and it came just on the eve of this vote where Putin would abolish the governorship over these different areas of the country so he would have total control. And then the eyewitness reports of the military and the police doing the killings themselves. The hostages, most of them escaped. Then we were told that they were all killed. The only one on trial reported that he was tortured to admit to being involved in the attack.
And for those that don't get how this works, and I could spend 2 hours on this, we've got the mainstream news articles posted, the stuff all comes out later, but when it's big top news, it's everywhere, you get the official lie, then later it comes out that, okay, that wasn't true, here's what really happened, but then it's in the back of some news wire. For those that don't understand, Putin, when he's vice president and Yeltsin's being pushed around in a wheelchair, former KGB chief from Leningrad, we've got Putin, who wants to have a war with Chechnya. Three apartment buildings get blown up in 99. Moscow police get mad because it's killing some of their own people. They set a sting up, catch members of the FSB planting bombs on the pillars. It's hexogen, the same Russian explosive, plastic, used in the other bombings. They arrest them. They say, yeah, we were ordered to do it. Then they change the story. No, it was just a drill. Putin has the police station raided. They take all the evidence. Members of the FSB go public and say, yes, we were ordered to bomb it. The news media that starts reporting on it, they get arrested. All that happens. The Chechens go on TV and go, why would we bomb you? And that would get support to invade us. We're not doing it. Your government is. And then as that general's on the phone doing an interview, they track it with a missile and shoot a missile right down onto him and kill him, the Russians did, as he's on radio going, I'm not doing it, it's them, please, oh no! You know, I mean, literally, folks, this is happening. I mean, just use your common sense, folks. Then, years later, we have the theater siege. Now, this is how it works. Men in mask, KGB, you know them as FSB, and this is what happened. They go in, put their mask on, have a siege, get all the news cameras. Then, and this was reported by the few survivors, the 160-something that weren't killed by the gas that the Russians admit they injected, the Russian government. So right minutes before it happens, they put masks on. The gas is injected. They admit that then the Russian troops pull back at least 10 people who were supposed to be hostage takers. They slip out and leave. They escape. They're gone. And then the Russians come in, blazing, shooting people, making sure any witnesses are dead. And again, they grab one random person, torture them, drug them up, and then you never hear about it again. Same thing, Al-Qaeda is caught with hostages. They blow up a building in Saudi Arabia. CIA calls. This is mainstream news. Says, release them. And they let Al-Qaeda get in the cars and drive away. Same story in the Bali bombing. FBI pulls out of the hotel 2 hours before. FBI are seen on the ground. It's U.S. government explosives that are used, again, to get Australia behind the war, killing mainly Australians. Paul, this just goes on and on again. Same thing with the massacre at the school. They got the special forces go in and mask, hold it for a few days. Then all of a sudden, the Russians say we attack with explosives. They admit anti-tank weapons and flamethrowers. It's reported that the hostage takers leave out the back unmolested 2 minutes before this starts. It's all run militarily. Then they just shoot a bunch of people, run out with some kids out of the front, and talk about how great they are. I'm sick of these people, Paul.
They use the same tactics in every instance because it never fails. It always comes out later, but the key is to pass off the lie as it's happening, because then the investigation gets shut down. With the Russian apartment buildings, also the first call made by the bombers after the foiled bombing was to the FSB, their handlers. The documentary made about the wave of apartment bombings was banned in Russia, and the guy who made it, Berezovsky, can't go back to Russia on fear of arrest. And same with Madrid, the bombs could only have been planted by people with access to the most secure levels of the Madrid train departments. And then the suspects were later killed, one of which who remains, as with the school siege, is tortured into admitting being involved. So it's the same MO every time.
And in the case of Madrid, it came out that the president did know there was clear funding going on, and then they blow up the building that the terrorists are supposedly in.
Yeah, to eliminate any proof that they would have later of them being involved. It's the same case every time. We've got an archive on prisonplanet.com, which is linked to the UPI story, Beslan School Massacre Inside Involvement, with about 20 articles on that very subject.
Beslan residents have told federal prosecutors that forces storming a school to free hostages there last September used flamethrowers and anti-tank grenades. Yeah, right away. Oh, we're assaulting it. Let's fire with our most heavy artillery right into the school. And minutes after, their compadres had already slipped out the back. And that's what people that survived said. Yeah, the terrorists just slip out the back and then suddenly they attack. Folks, I mean, how much more stage does this have to get for you?
And just, I mean, in the school siege, just look at how they treated the media. One of the Georgian journalists was detained, who was a vociferous critic of Putin, and drugged because she reported about the inside security forces' involvement. So
yeah, she was kidnapped and drugged. Yeah, that was in the news.
So, I mean, down the line, it's the same case.
These people are unbelievable. And again, we have a naive public, Paul, that just can't get their mind around it. Operation Northwoods has these Beslan and theater-type sieges in it. It says, we'll have our troops dressed up like foreign troops, attack one of our military bases, shoot, kill, bomb, and then pull out. And then we can even go out and stage the capture of some people. It even describes how to frame patsies here in the U.S., how to carry out bombings, and then how to grab patsies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strategy of tension that the Gladio documents talked about, which were, again, similar attacks on soft targets, blamed on extremist groups to change the political face of the country and those European countries at the time. So the policy never changes if it keeps on being successful in each instance.
How can so many children's movies, Paul, have this theme, this plot, you know, The Incredibles, Attack of the Clones, Final Fantasy, so many of these children's movies where the bad guy carries out terror attacks to blame it on his enemy so he can be the hero. But children understand it, but then I talk to adults, and they see these movies, and they go, I didn't get that plot. Is there like a mental block or something?
Well, I mean, they do put it in the adult-orientated shows. In the first 24 show, there was the nuke was the terrorist group laying off the nuke was sponsored by moguls linked to the oil industry and an inside faction of the government. So they even put it in their own torture promotion shows just to laugh in our faces about it. So it's everywhere.
These people are so sick. In fact, for Scott running the broadcast, can you find, just go to searchinfowars.com and type in The Long Kiss Goodnight. That's what, a 1997 film where the government's carrying out terror bombings for funding. They're going to bomb the World Trade Center for funding. And they even mention in the film how the government really did bomb the World Trade Center in 93. Can you find that, Scott? I think it's in the computer, but we ought to play that when we get back. I want to take some calls, Paul, but what are some of the other things you want to cover as well?
Terry Schiavo and these terror drills in New Jersey, and exactly what they're geared towards conditioning the public into accepting.
And a lot of reports about Jeff Gannon coming out, some new stuff.
There's just report in the Des Moines Register yesterday.
Yeah, we'll Talk about it all on the other side, PrisonPlanet.tv. Ladies and gentlemen, your call's coming up. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers were willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the red of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
You know, Paul Watson, I don't mean to start ranting and raving.
And it burns.
It's just to know that the New World Order's game plan and to watch him carry out attacks, do all these horrible things, and then pose as our saviors. I get really sick of it. It makes me just furious with them. And now to see their control grid going into place, it makes me very, very angry. What do you want to get into next?
Well, on that subject where they pose as our saviors, these terror drills in New Jersey. First off, what's interesting is that when the simulated bio attack happened, half of the role players in the drill left the contaminated area, which, far from being a mistake, would probably be more useful for the people carrying out the attack, the globalists, because the disease and panic would spread throughout the country. And it's not going out on a limb to say they'd be behind the attack, because we've got the quote from the PNAC document written by Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz and others, where they talk directly about using bioweapons as a political tool.
Yeah, they say we want to legitimize their use.
So I've got the quote here. Quote, although it may take several decades for the process of military transformation to unfold, in time the art of warfare will be vastly different than it is today. Advanced forms of biological warfare that can target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror to a politically useful tool.
We need to take that subsection and post that along with our vaccine section.
And who was it that was on Cipro before the anthrax attack?
The
government.
The Bush cabinet, yeah.
You know, while that was rolling through, so the Patriot Act could be steamrolled as they kept up the fear levels after 9/11.
You know, people aren't talking about the Terry Schiavo Schindler case anymore, though they should be. It was an important case, but as soon as the media was done killing her, they wanted to switch gears and talk about something else.
Well, yeah, it'll come up again in a week or so when the autopsy information gets released. But the only thing about it now is this talking points memo they've unearthed, where Republicans discuss how to exploit the story for political purposes, which then energizes the pro-death crowd to think that they were right all along. The fact is, at no point were Congress, Jeb Bush or George Bush, interested in saving her life. You know, we're talking about George Bush.
No, they wanted to use it as a political football.
Well, yeah, on one level.
But that doesn't mean it's right to kill her, folks, just because they were doing it for a bad reason.
Well, I mean, George Bush is the guy who oversaw 152 executions while governor of Texas. And you've mentioned many times the quote out of Time magazine where he mocks the woman on death row, Carla Faye Tucker, who...
Well, he also got a law passed where they pull people's tubes every day in Texas. You run out of money, the state kills you.
So, when Bush talks about encouraging a culture of life after he just killed 100,000 Iraqis, it starts to sound a bit hypocritical. So people on the left see that and say, you know, well, if that's pro-life, I want nothing to do with it. And the very argument that this sets the precedent for government intrusion into private family affairs, which even split some of your audience, judging from the emails I received, is moot because there was never any motivation to stop her from dying.
Yeah, what they do is they take a case point example and then inject that into the rest of the debate. Folks, we're not saying people, if they want to, don't have a right to, you know, not be given a bunch of aid and medical care. Terry was clearly involved in foul play, what happened to her. Clearly, he told the jury in the civil trial that he wanted this money to take care of her, that she wanted to live. After he got the money, then he said she wanted to die, and he locked her up in a room for 10 years without any sunshine, with the blinds closed, not letting them brush her teeth. That poor young lady was tortured.
Yeah, by a method even banned by the Geneva Convention as a war crime. But you don't hear the people decrying government encroachment in this case, you know, complaining about New Freedom, for example, which is total government encroachment across the board.
And it's federal, federalized forced psychological testing.
Yeah, and so then you've got the media overwhelmingly pro-death. The British media, up until just before the case was highlighted again 3 weeks ago, were still reporting that she was in a coma and only corrected it when people complained, and some Associated Press Reuters journalists are still reporting that. And the bias is proven by the polls, which, as you just mentioned, all the foul play, people aren't educated about it. So the polls before she died were loaded questions which took...
We've got a woman who's a vegetable.
Yes.
She said she wanted to die. Should we take her off life support? All three of those statements are a lie. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And now, Your Highness, we'll discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
That's pretty good voiceover, huh, folks? I can do other ones. I can do Marvin the Martian. Trying to have some fun in the middle of all this horrible stuff that's going on. Speaking of our highness, our friend from the United Kingdom, Paul, I want to go to these loaded phone lines, 1-800-259-9231, but I said I'd air this. This is from A Long Kiss Goodnight. I've literally got like five movies that talk about blowing up the World Trade Center. One of them where they want to fly hijacked jets into the World Trade Center to get martial law. The government does. But we'll just play this one in the interest of time, talking about flaunting it in our face. And I forget the name of this black actor. I really like the actor, but I forget his name. What's his name, Paul? Samuel L. Jackson.
That's it, yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson. So here's the government CIA guy explaining why he's going to blow up the World Trade Center and how they tried to do it before, but how they failed. And that part's even true. And this was made in, what, 1997? It's somewhere in the labyrinthine galleries of PrisonPlanet.com. But here it is, folks.
Yes, sir. Fundraiser? 1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing. conspiracy to justify a budget increase?
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to scare some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I've no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy, I'll be in Chopper 1.
Timothy, I'll be in Chopper 1. And, Paul, I got a CNN article, Big Brother, Big Money, by the whole economy shifting over, not just to prisons, already the biggest part, Paul, over to surveillance and control, and we're all going to be under it. Why, terrorism is not paying a $35 parking ticket or a late library books. They're going to use it all. Sounds good, doesn't it, Paul?
Well, yeah. The point I want to make about the movies is that we've got a bit of a problem because for the past 3 years, the movies about 9/11 have been in production. So when they come out, obviously they're going to follow the government version of events down to a T. And for most people who don't even read the newspapers or watch television news, that for them is going to be the official version of events.
Oh, yeah, lots of Hollywood movies now, yeah.
Yeah, scripted by people like Lionel Chetwin, so same case.
Who openly threatened me and said they were going to get me in a Hollywood bathroom before I went and debated him on national TV.
Yeah, so, I mean, most people now get their historical accounts of historical events from Hollywood.
From the president's chairman on the media council who threatened me in a bathroom.
Because these Hollywood producers, to get permission to use Air Force bases and these kinds of facilities to film their movies and give them a real-life effect, have to get government permission. And
they're a bunch of gangster scum.
Yeah, that means government involvement in script writing, advising, Homeland Security advising.
And what, Paul, I wrote an article for Prison Planet, 3 years ago about this. I mean, and I'm not tooting my horn, folks. You know, again, the tip of the iceberg is Armstrong Williams. It's a lot worse.
Because as you pointed out, whereas before it was all about product placement, like the Nokia adverts in The Matrix and so forth, now it's about propaganda placement, and that's a problem we'll have in the next year or so when all these 9/11 movies come out, because the government's been so discredited about their official version that these Hollywood scripts will in a sense back them up, because that's all the majority of people watch.
And before we take any more calls, you posted an AP article 2 days ago and also wrote some good analysis about it, where first they said that a boiler room blew up, not true, didn't bring down Building 7. Then they said the even more ridiculous thing, those small fires molded the steel. Then they said the tower, the North Tower, fell into it, which is everybody knows is just not true and knocked out the main support column. And that's just totally made up. And then now they're saying it was the buildings were improperly built, Paul.
Well, you've got photos that you can compare between the Windsor Building in Madrid, which burned for nearly 2 days on almost all its
100-foot white flames,
and the World Trade Center, the core of those two buildings, the structural core, compare the two. The World Trade Center is obviously a lot stronger.
Little smoldering red fires.
Yeah, and then the firefighter tapes themselves, which clearly indicate that the fires were minimal and under control right before the towers collapsed. So it's the third or fourth explanation as to why the towers fell after the jet fuel melting the steel, which was proven impossible, and then the pancake effect, which crushed one floor after another, that was proven impossible because the core of the building was designed to prevent that. So now the fireproofing was faulty, so that caused the collapse, apparently. In the face of all this evidence of eyewitnesses saying bombs going off as well, and the fact that they have...
And get back! We're going to bring down 7. Get back!
So, I mean, I can't see it working because, again, it's like the Silverstein thing. Type in Silverstein into Google and the first results you'll get are about how he and the others blew up Building 7. So it's not working. It's not having the effect they want.
And they can't just get rid of us, even though we're the people that broke it, because there's thousands of websites.
Exactly, so they then contract their minions in the media, Popular Mechanics, to come out and do a demonization piece where they set up a straw man argument which contains barely any of the allegations that we level against them and destroys all the nebulous conspiracies like, you know, holograms as planes and pods, which there is some evidence that leans towards that, but it's by no means concrete, the concrete stuff that we can prove. And then they attack that. So, I mean, it shows their desperation that they're having to try and seriously attack it rather than pass it off as crackpot conspiracy theories.
What's the Gandhi quote you like to give?
It's something like, first they ridicule us, then they ignore us, then they attack us, then we win.
Now, or they first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're winning. That's the point. The Zogby poll proved that back 6 months ago.
We're winning, and you can run, but you can't hide. Of course, I had this Pentagon minion on, this writer yesterday, about how we need a draft, and he's like, well, yeah, there's another terror attack. That's how we'll get our draft. I mean, it's just, so we haven't won this thing yet, folks.
The fact is we backed them off for approaching 4 years from carrying out anything, any kind of major attack. So that in itself is a benchmark on our progress by the fact that we've blown the whistle on the criminals to such a loud extent that they're frightened of doing anything more before they have lockdown on everything in the internet and the media, which is what they're trying to do.
Oh, yeah, the new thing where San Francisco, they were voting on it 2 days ago. Have you found out if they passed a law restricting and regulating websites, free speech?
I haven't heard anything more on that, but it was labeled as restricting blogging, and blogging is a new word, so basically they can define it as any kind of news website, to restrict it, to have government approval, to write it like a newspaper would be, so... They're attempting that in San Francisco. FBI have just requested the server logs of several alternative websites so they can see who's visiting them, trying to shut those down as well. And then with the taxation on the email, so people can't mass email political news groups.
But it's like, I mean, it's like a big fat hog trying to drink up all the water in Lake Superior. They're not going to be able to do it.
Well, exactly, because... The structure of the internet is set up so there are so many fail-safes that if they knock one node down, then another just comes and replaces it. So
their own control grid is blowing up in their face.
It's a mammoth task, and it's probably too late in the day for them to do anything about it now.
Only fear can try to keep us in line. I don't think it's going to work. Okay, let's go to calls here. Chris in Kentucky, then Steve, Brett, Brian, Mike, and others. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex, thank you. This past weekend, there's something I was out, saw that they're doing. You know, you've heard about these drills going on with the police, but I believe this is what they were doing. I was out watching these six police cars pull up, and they kind of blocked off a section of the park, and they told everybody to check and get their IDs out. And they wouldn't let anybody leave. Anybody that tried to would be stopped, like, get out of the car. And I've seen people be put into these cruisers being questioned. And there were a lot of people there with angered looks on their face. This has got to be these federal drills that they're proposing or something.
Well, I mean, sometimes the police might have been looking for somebody, but generally it's not. It's just part of sweeps. And then this is how it is in totalitarian countries where they just say, all right, it's a sweep. Everybody line up.
Yes, sir. My papers, please, sir.
But the border's wide open.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to point. The border's wide open. Also in the news locally here yesterday, they also talked about the microchips for pets and the databases. It's all in the news. They just had a local one here, and people are saying how good it is.
Every week I see a story how they saved a lost puppy with it.
Yeah.
Our children need it, Sean Hannity says.
Yeah, and Sean Hannity says we need it, and we all need it. This conditioning is, they're going to do it. Unless people start fighting the system now. That's the only way you're going to do it. You get out there and start getting active and get involved with everybody and get these films and make copies. And that's what I'm doing.
And tell
right
your
now.
City and state, no, you're not going to put transponders in our cars, attack us on toll roads, and no, you're not going to have license plate scanning cameras, which they've already put in, but now they're going to use them to arrest you if you haven't paid your parking tickets.
Exactly. Yeah, and then if you have a park in the wrong spot, well, let your policeman take it and take it to a chop shop. That's what's going to happen.
Well, they certainly are going to tow them and charge you hundreds of dollars. But, yeah, in D.C. they do steal cars. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Let's talk to Steve in Kansas. Steve,
yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, yesterday a person called and said that they needed some information on how to get the Patriot Act?
Yes, sir.
Copy. Government dot printing offices, and the toll-free number is 1-866-512-1800.
Well, thanks for giving out that info, but the caller was saying he couldn't find the Patriot Act.
Yeah, he couldn't find it. This is a hard copy. It costs you $10.
Yeah, I mean, sir, it's really hard to not be able to find it on the web.
You can find it anywhere. All you have to do is look.
You just type in HR 3162.
Yeah.
Or you go to Infowars.com and you put in the search engine, text the Patriot Act 1 or 2,
right.
And it's saved there and it'll pop up.
Oh, absolutely. And I was going to get on the phone and go, comrade, why do not you understand that you cannot beat us? That was part of your, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
Adding you know, humor to this absolutely crazy world. But you're doing a great job, man. I did order a Berkey light yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, Debbie is such a nice lady.
Well, I mean, they're high quality filters. I use them. I've given them as gifts. They're made in America. And well, thank you, sir, for ordering your Berkey.
Well, I have six or seven of your videos, and I'm going to get two more, in a couple weeks. I'm going to try to call in tomorrow and let you know what's going on with me and my daughter. I mean, I called you about 9 months ago going through the custody thing. I broke my leg. You don't remember, but, I mean, it all went south. But
I remember your wife was angry that you, and she was trying to use it as a basis to get custody, that you believe in a new world order.
Yeah, and she has temporary custody now because I'm a gun toter, and I believe in crazy government things, and the judge says that I may be a dangerous person to be around. Hey,
so your wife said he reads news articles. The judge said, my goodness, that's a sign of Al Qaeda. Thanks for the call, my friend, and thanks for your support. Sorry to hear that. Paul, we see more and more of this. It's in the media. It's just evil to talk about freedom to be into freedom.
Well, yeah, you remember there was that Harvard symposium a couple of years back which affiliated anyone who professed belief in a new world order as being equated with Al-Qaeda.
That was in the Harvard Gazette.
And you can go right back to those pamphlets, I believe, the Arizona police received, where anybody who frequently mentioned the Constitution, several other definitions, lone individuals were potential terrorists. And that was,
and in the other manual, homeschoolers.
Yeah.
And then they'd have the drills where they simulate homeschoolers slaughtering everyone.
And now
which is mind control, you know, splattering fake blood on the elementary students, telling them, you know, people stomping around in black masks, I'm a homeschooler, I don't like you. Those children learn homeschoolers are bad. They come and hurt me.
And they're framing American citizens for terrorism with this.
Well, that's classic Soviet re-education. I mean, taking 200 elementary students out in the parking lot and having them get on the buses and have men run around going, I'm a homeschooler. From homeschoolers against public education, I'm going to kill you. And then having the kids flop around with fake arms and fake guts and blood all over them. That's mainstream news, folks. I mean, think of the mind control of that, Paul.
It's frightening. The call mentioned the Patriot Act. First, they tried to deny it, but now Gonzalez had to admit it. That they had gained secret entry into the home of this Brandon Mayfield, an American citizen, for the purpose of framing him for involvement in the Madrid train bombing. They got his fingerprints and tried to match them up with those involved in the Madrid train bombing. Turned out it was a total frame-up, and that's still going on. So,
and first the media claimed, oh, no, that's not true, but now they have to admit it.
Yeah, I mean, they claim they weren't using the Patriot Act against American citizens, and they're using it against school pranksters now and people like this. What was it, over 100 secret searches using that
Well, that's just what they tell us about. That's just what they tell us about. They're using 213 everywhere, Section 213.
Exactly. I mean, these are the ones that get in the media, so God knows what else they're doing.
It's unbelievable. Of course, Ashcroft told us there was no new Patriot Act months after it was introduced by him. I mean, he's as bad as the Iraqi information minister. Remember that guy? The American troops are not in Baghdad. They're like explosions behind him and tanks. I don't know, Paul. It's just so crazy now. There's so much other news I want to go over here, but I want to continue with some phone calls. But in the next hour, there are a bunch of other issues we need to go over. How about the Des Moines Register responding to the Jeff Gannon, Izzy, Johnny Gosch story? And I also want to get into Iraqi suspects as U.S. troops took mother hostage. And they admit, yes, we take people's families hostage, Paul.
That's P2OG.
That's freedom. Because the good guys take people hostage, right?
Exactly. And all the Iraqi police are wearing black ski masks.
Well, they do that here.
Fatigues.
I mean, pardon me?
And military fatigues as well. It's a militarized police force.
Well, that's what keeps you safe, Paul.
That's liberation.
Liberation. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Martial law, 9/11, the road to tyranny. All of my films are excellent. You need to have them. But Martial Law is my newest. And this film will not be seen. It will not have an effect. It will not wake people up unless you get it and make copies. I authorize you to. I want you to. The DVD is now out. And it's over 3 hours long. It's like 3 hours and 30-something seconds long. You need to have this film. And, Paul, you've had a chance to watch it online. I'm yet to mail you a a copy over across the pond. You need to call my office and ask for one. But your plug for martial law.
Well, yeah, it's split up into three segments, which makes it for easy viewing. You focus on the police state in New York for the convention, the surveillance blimps, then you move on to 9/11, and you're actually there on ground zero, showing the physical relationship between where the Twin Towers were and where Building 7 was and where they're constructing the new one, making the point that the lie that the World Trade Center 7 was affected by flying debris or whatever explanation they give was simply not possible for its collapse. And then you go into the more eclectic aspects of the New World Order in the last segment, the occult relationship, the Nazi ties of the Bushes, Schwarzenegger and how they're gearing him for presidency. So it's split up into three segments. It's well defined, and I think from having seen all the others that it's your best work to date.
Well, I just want it to be seen. So, folks, go to prisonplanet.tv. You can get a monthly subscription, 15 cents a day. There's yearly subscriptions. Get 3 months for free. When you get your yearly subscription, all 12 of my films, Paul Watson's book, my book, a bunch of other books, a bunch of other videos, my weekly TV reports, special video reports that aren't even on the TV show or in the films. There's some stuff that this is the only place you can get it. PrisonPlanet.tv, quick and easy. So go get a membership today. It takes about a minute and a half to get your membership and your own private passcode you create. PrisonPlanet.tv. And for those that aren't online, call toll-free to get hard copies of the film on VHS or DVD. Be sure and ask about all the other specials with the other films we're running when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or order a hard copy of the films via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. Don't wait. Order the films. Make copies, please. That's how we're having an effect. Expose the murderers of 9/11. 888-253-3139. Let's take a quick call. Brett, Brett, where are you calling us from today?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Thanks for taking the call, Alex.
You bet.
Hey, regarding the Minuteman Project, I'm very impressed with the way it's organized, and it is well thought out. Their approach is very intelligent, and I was just wanted to get your all's opinion. Considering the level of criminal that we're dealing with in the White House, do you think or do you anticipate a possible frame-up, you know, example, murdering some immigrants or some illegal aliens coming across the border and trying to frame these people, or do you think it's built enough steam that they could not get away with something like that?
You know, bottom line, the globalists have already tried to pull stuff like that in Texas with Ranch Rescue, you know, beat somebody up or claim they were beat up, and it turned out it was a lie. There's a French news crew was there covering the lie they tried to put forward. But really, I think they're going to try to ignore it at this point and then hope it goes away, but it's not going away.
Right. I remembered Casey Nethercott being on your show, and I remember him saying that I believe he was held for 29 days or something like that without any charges.
Yeah, no, that's what they do. I mean, and the globalists know there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yeah,
so they think they're going to be able to pull something else.
And I remember him stating that an FBI agent looked directly at him and told him that they would fabricate a case against him.
Yeah, no, that's the new freedom.
And so I just didn't know if you all anticipated that, discussed it this morning with some coworkers, and we all concluded we would not be surprised at all to see an attempt to frame these people.
Well, it's not going to work because there's so many video cameras and witnesses. That's the problem. Thanks for the call. Third hour coming up. Stay with us. Terror.